Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And the freedom is
Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I'm Linda, co-hosting with Bill. He's on the line with me. Welcome, Rod and Yola, to the chat room and all the listeners. We are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com, and this is sponsored by Patriot Families. That's Families with a Y-S. I'm in California. Bill's in Indiana. It's 62 degrees and gorgeous out here. And Mr. Bill Strong, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. We're trying to figure out how to do this on the speakerphone so Mike and I can both talk. I've got
awesome.
Mike Fox with me. Mike's a young guy, and I'm trying to work with Mike here and get him up to what I know and stuff. He knows quite a bit of stuff already, and I really believe around here in my area, Mike has a voice with the younger people, and I think
he can
really spread and get the truth out there for us.
So he's also on the line. Is that you, Mike?
Yes.
Awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I don't know if Bill has something to start off with. There's a million things.
Well, it's been one of them weeks, Linda. I mean, we look around and so much going on.
Yep.
Here in my state, I'm kind of ticked off right now. They're wanting to give tuition to illegals.
Yep.
But at the
like
same
here.
Time, our government is cutting tuition aid off for veterans.
And they're punishing the children, the Obama administration, with their lavish parties and hiring all of these high-end celebrities for her birthday party at the White House. But they can't let the people tour the house because that's too expensive. And
But there's been several people offered to donate money to keep those tours going. So,
yeah, including Trump, Hannity, and what's his name? I'll think
Eric
of it in
Bolden.
A minute. Yeah.
Eric Bolden.
Yeah. I think it's Boylan, something like that. He's on Fox. He's on the Business Channel, and he does a lot of good work. Pretty smart guy. I mean, these guys make good money, and Trump's like richer than God. So, I mean, there's no reason. They're just doing it because they're arrogant. They think they're king and queen, and it's about time it all stopped. And I think the House of Cards is coming down, Bill. I really do. I mean, people are finally getting it, even the libtards, some of them. It's amazing.
Well, let's be honest. We're seeing things falling apart on both sides, the corruption
yep.
on both sides, and all this being exposed. We're seeing that what a lot of us said all along is we have one party masquerading as two.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
you see my little thing with McCain and Lindsey Graham, right?
Yes.
The rhinos.
Well, yeah, not only that, there was another post on Facebook a couple days ago regarding their comments about Rand Paul, and they were called wacko birds. And so one of the Patriots says, well, I'd rather be a wacko bird than a wacko turd. It was great. I think that was Pat.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
it should be pretty obvious to people out there that McCain is establishment.
Oh my
God. Lindsey Graham is establishment. Karl Rove is establishment.
Sure.
They do not represent the true conservative party.
No.
They represent the self-serving, just as Obama and his clan, all self-servers.
If I hear one more person worrying about disrespecting John McShane because of his past previous service in the military, I am going to scream. You know, when somebody's wrong, you know, this much of the time, for the guy's an old man, he hasn't been in Nam for a long time, you know, or wherever he was serving. Please, I mean, yeah, thank him for his service and then move on and just say, hey, this is ridiculous. You got to call these people out. This is horrible. And here's the problem.
He never in my life was he a veteran that I looked up to. Never.
Huh.
I had an uncle that was in Vietnam from the time it started till the time it ended.
Wow.
I had many members of my family serve in Vietnam. I knew when I was in the Army, many of my superiors, many of my fellow soldiers I was serving with, they were all there.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. When you look at these people, the reason that they're vilifying Rand is because, A, they're jealous that they didn't think of it first. B, they have to vilify him because they know that he is a threat to their old guard and their position, their power, and they know that this House of Cards is going to come down. And now that Rand has helped take the masks off these people, they're scurrying around like the little progressive cockroaches that they are. You can see it quite clearly. This is why they're acting like this. They don't want to lose their power. But guess what? It's going to happen, Bill, anyway. The GOP is dead. Dead.
Well, in current form, yes.
Yeah. And everybody's talking now about, in fact, there was something on one of my links, I can't remember, there's so much going on Facebook, that they have what's called the Constitution Party, and even in California, if I were to go look on ask the Registrar of Voters for a new form to change my party affiliation, that I could actually sign up under the Constitution Party. So I'll take that name. I mean, I would have called it the Jeffersonian Party, but I'll take the Constitutional Party. You know,
I'm still going to stick with being an independent because I don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Absolutely.
And that's not saying I'm a part of the independent party. No, I'm an independent American. I vote
exactly
how I see fit, how
feel.
And
so,
Mike and I were sitting here laughing because we were talking about how, when we grew up here, we always thought, well, this ain't the place to be. But now when we look around here, the ages we are now, we look around at other states and what's going on and stuff, glad as hell we're here.
Oh, man. I know. It's pretty frightening. I mean, I was listening to Mike Slater on his show this morning earlier, and he was talking about the idiocy of Brown and the idiocy of Bob Filner, who's a ex-congressman, total libtard, close to being a fascist. He's so nuts. And neither one of these coneheads, and Gavin Newsom is another one. He's the Lieutenant General of California, just an absolute moron, a libtard. And these people cannot understand why all of these huge companies taking thousands of workers with them as well as their entire businesses and moving to Texas, to Michigan, to anywhere they can get out of California.
There's jobs all over where I'm at.
Look, they actually said this in public. They are so stupid. They said, we have everything here. We have great weather and the beaches. And I'm going, oh, my God. I mean, these people are so out of touch with reality, Bill. You can't get through to them. They're thick as bricks. I mean, you would have to have a mortar fire to get through to them. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, until things hit people personally and they start feeling pinches themselves.
Oh, I know.
And I think the whole added tax deal to people's wages and stuff, they've seen that, they felt that.
Yep.
That's been what has led to the slide downward in Obama's numbers more than anything, because people see that, hey, you're creating all this wealth for all your buddies and stuff, but you're screwing us on the bottom.
Oh, it's huge. And wait till all this Obamacare kicks in. They're going to hate that because all of the premiums are already skyrocketing. People are still waiting in lines. The baby boomers are coming on the scene. It's going to be a mess. And they're going to love that. And then every one of these people who work for large corporations, medium-sized corporations, restaurant chains, small businesses, mom-and-pop stores, all these people, their hours are going to be slashed. Their jobs will be furloughed if that's the case. You know, they'll be laid off. And they'll start seeing the real deal. And when they ask them why they're doing it, their bosses are going to tell them it's because of this horrible, evil healthcare situation that they push down our throats, and that's why your hours are being cut. You want to complain? Go complain to the one that did it. That's what I would be telling them.
There's two proposals, and they both involve removing the healthcare bill.
Yeah.
It was a bad
right,
thought out.
Yeah.
It was not a fully thought out deal when they pushed it. It is seen by now what was 3,200 pages is now over 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, I know. I've seen the pictures. It's ridiculous. It's beyond. It looks worse than the IRS tax code. What is that? 70,000 pages? I don't know.
Well, it gave me a real bad pain because I saw that, and I'm one of them people, Linda. I can't help it. I'm going to have to read every bit of that.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And I'll tell you what I'd like to do with it. I'd like to find a burn barrel that it will fit in. You know?
Oh, I know where there's several of those.
Well, you want to – hey, let's get a wheelbarrow, Bill, and we'll take the damn thing and burn it ourselves. It gets to the point. I mean, the things that are happening, what I think is going on – I mean, California's doomed. They're so stupid. They won't wake up and smell the coffee until every city in this state looks like Detroit. And it will. It'll just take a little bit longer. But the house of cards is coming down. My prediction in the next 2 years, because this is how hard they're pushing Agenda 21 and everything else, they're using the Cloward and Piven strategy right now on the economic deal. Soros is behind it. Obama's behind it. All these evil ones, because they've got their machine ready. They've got the FEMA camps. They've got the tanks. They've got them in Canada. They've got Russian troops in Kentucky. They've got the FEMA camps there along the rail lines. They've got these tanks going everywhere. I mean, there's tons of it, plus all the ammo. Yeah.
Linda, I sit here every day and listen to cops down over the hills over here at a range just firing the crap out of guns, just blah, 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 all day long.
Wow.
I have sat on top of the hill with my binoculars and watched them. I'll tell you what, they're some of the lousiest shots I ever saw.
Oh, wow, good. So here's the thing.
It's not going to stop.
No, here's
nobody's standing up, and it's going to be – and they're being soft. They're still attacking your gun rights and stuff. But you got to realize, on the 22nd of this month, they go meet with the UN on guns.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And after they come out of that, I think it's 4 days. After they come out of that, I look for the heat to pick up drastically.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think what's going to happen, because when you have this kind of debt and you've got them idiot Bernanke printing like it was the Weimar Republic, I don't even know how – they don't use machines, I guess, anymore. They just digitize it, and then they still have the printing press because they've got to – have this fiat paper money, I guess, to back up the numbers. It's ridiculous. And they're going to destroy this economy. Once it hits, the creep will do his martial law thing. People will be in this because the people will have the civil unrest because they're going to, then they'll wake up, the brick wall will finally fall on their stupid heads, and then the S is going to hit the fan. And you and I know it, and that's why we're all preparing. I got right here.
Well,
I'm going to read this.
I feel sorry for the city folks and all that.
Oh, my God.
Because
I'm a sitting duck.
If things collapse, the city folks are the ones that aren't going to know what to do.
Right. Well, they're going to take
people who live in a country, we do it all the time anyway.
Oh, I know. You guys are you're ready for it. I'm not. I mean, there's nothing I can do. I can just I will do what I can to fortify my house. If I have to board this thing up, I'll do it. These kids, I'm going to do this a little bit, some of this article tomorrow on my show, but here's a picture of these two young kids. And this was pretty much because all the vendors inside the Del Mar Gun Show, I think I posted a couple things up there on Facebook and wherever else I sent them to, and you guys' emails. Two young guys, each one of them carrying 1,000 rounds of 9mm ammunition, and that was that last Saturday from the Del Mar Fairgrounds. In fact, one of the guys, I think it was the person who was the president of the fairground, said they're coming for the ammo because of the shortage, because the whole country. It's not because they're not making it. It's well, plus the DHS is buying it up, but the whole country has been depleting it by buying it because they're terrified. You know what I'm saying? They get.
But Linda, what have I been telling you the whole time? You have to what?
Prepare.
Think out. You
think
have to
outside,
think
outside
the box.
I know.
And it's craziness because people think, oh, a gun's the only weapon they got. People, if they're coming out to kill you and stuff, you got so much stuff that you're unaware of. Get
right.
A survivor's book. Look it up. Look into things.
Okay.
It's not. It'll be a war. It won't be a skirmish. It'll be a war.
Oh God!
And everything's fair in war.
I know. I know. It's not going to be pleasant. I'm not looking forward to this at all. I hope it's. I just hope. I don't know. I mean, it's just not fun. Okay. I got. I think I got Mr. Robert here too. So I'll bring everybody in. If I can get this blog talk. Is this Robert?
Miss Linda, what's going on?
Hey, we're just
ranting. Oh, Mr. Robert.
Hey,
there's
Bill.
Bill
Strong.
And we have also Mike on the line.
I have Mike Cox with me from Indiana.
Yes, I'm listening intently.
And anytime you want to chime in, Mike, you let us know.
Well, I spoke about his grandfather a couple weeks ago. It was
okay.
World War II.
Right.
And rolled into Nuremberg and all that.
Sure.
And Mike and I, you know, we've been talking and stuff. He's had one view, and I'm turning him into another. But what I'm teaching him is don't take anybody's word. Look things up for yourself. Check out both sides so that you know all the facts when you're talking. Because either side, and we both know this, either side will lie to you or mislead you.
Right.
You
have to be very careful. Yeah. If you don't do really good investigative journalism on your own, you're a mess. Now the stuff that we talk about on the air, if I make a mistake and somebody corrects me and I do, you know, they do the research or whatever, hey, I'll lead with my mistakes too. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we'll correct ourselves.
I'm mad enough to admit it. I'm mad enough to admit when I'm wrong. I didn't do deep enough research.
Right.
Or something.
Oh yeah, that's why I get real careful about all these blogs that come out, especially on Facebook. You know, because you never know.
I have to double check and find other sources and check into those sources. If it's a bill or a law, I actually go read it.
Oh, good for you. Well, a lot of times, anything that's coming out on the blaze, I would say 99% of the time it's pretty accurate because Glenn makes his people just go through six ways to Sunday. They don't print anything unless they've checked and checked and rechecked. So that's kind of... you know, one of the good sources. I know the Drudge Report is good, WND is good, Canada Free Press gives us good things. I mean, there's stuff out there all over the place to check. You know,
and if you keep checking, you're going to find out there's citizens contributing and
citizen journalists
back things up.
Oh, sure. That's people, especially if they have their home videos and they put it up on YouTube or depending upon where it's coming from. You know, some of it could be phony, but I'm telling you, this one of the says the headline on my thing with the gun show. It says record crowd at Del Mar Gun Show. They had never seen anything like this. And just before I got on the air, I had come back from my sister's house because I was trying to visit Henry and give him a couple of get well cards for me and my mom. Long and the short, he was actually out doing a job, and he's, you know, got to come home and take it easy, but got to tie these guys down. It doesn't matter how many times they go in the hospital for something, you can't tie them down and make them rest. So anyway, so I asked Karen, I said, were you out last Saturday on the freeway? And she says, yeah, we drove past it and passed it again. And Henry goes, what's going on? And Karen says, the Del Mar Gun Show. And she says they were miles and miles on both sides of the freeway when you have to come up to the off ramps, you know, in either direction. Huge. In fact, this article said that some people got there at 4:15 in the morning and they weren't going to open the doors till like 9 or 9:30. Unbelievable.
And I read an article today where some liberal propaganda trying to say there are fewer guns in the country today than there used to be.
Oh my God. I heard that.
There's no facts or statistics he could ever get to back that up. He's just so full of crap. It was propaganda.
Yeah, who was saying that? Who was saying it?
It's on my page on Facebook there, Linda. It's on my other pages.
Okay.
It was one of the elected.
Oh, okay. One of the elected. Yeah, like we can believe half of what they say. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. A person
could follow Nancy Pelosi and her sayings and write a book and they could title it The Stupidest Comments Ever Made.
Oh, my Lord. That woman. Yeah, she's up there.
Mother of immorality.
Yeah, every time she opens her mouth on food stamps or welfare or, you know, talking about how it stimulates the economy. In fact, before I went into Blog Talk, I was on my going through the UT and they had these comment sections and they were talking about the minimum wage. And this libtard said something unbelievable. So I couldn't resist. I had to post. And he said, government spending is a great driver of jobs. And I just thought I would explode. So I posted and I said,
government spending.
Yeah.
Does he not understand that government is spending our money?
No, they don't. They're stupid. So I said, government spending creates nothing but misery. And then I said, the only reason we need government is to protect us and our rights and our sovereignty, period.
We have elected in this nation that seem to forget they work for us.
Oh, I know.
We don't work for them. We're not their subjects. They work for us. If anything, they're our subjects.
Oh, you damn right. They're our servants, dude. They are supposed to serve us.
And I think there should be a law that at any time we are unhappy with any one of them on any level, we should be able to get rid of them.
I agree with you. There should be recalls. I think there are, but it's difficult to do.
Exactly.
I do know that I've heard this, that you can get rid of senators and stuff by recalling them. I'm not sure what the process is because I haven't looked into it, but something has to be done. There was one posting, I haven't heard anything about it, and it could be just a lot of bunk, but it was April 20th. They want people to gather at D.C., without just small flags, no signs, no guns, no, of course, anything like that. And they want a minimum of 500,000. They were hoping for like 1.2 million. And the reason they wanted to go that day is because these people leave D.C., I guess, for spring break or something. And all these Senate House building and the House buildings and all these things will be empty pretty much. And they literally want to walk into the Capitol building and take back our country. Now, like I said, this is kind of skeptical, and I kind of look askance at it because I'm not sure who's behind it. But the article was just went on and on and on. And I think they're serious about doing it, but they won't be able to do anything if, like, you know, less than their targeted amount comes to fruition. So, yeah, it was pretty intense, but I don't think it's going to happen that way. I there's no way to do a takeover like that, storming
the
Bastille.
What's the name of this operation?
They didn't put that. See, that's the problem. It was on Facebook about 3 days ago. I'll try to find it. I'll get a hold of the lady that posted it and find out if she can redo it and get more information. But yeah, they were kind of serious, and I don't remember. They didn't actually. Yeah, in fact, they actually mentioned in the thing they weren't going to let anyone know what their name was until things get more, you know, intense. I guess I don't know.
There's always a lot of big talk about going to Washington, D.C. on 420.
Oh, really?
It never really materialized.
Okay.
That way, I don't believe.
Yeah, so I think it's just a lot of hype, and a lot of wishful thinking.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah,
I love it.
I would too.
Oh, my God. And, they were laying out what they would like to do as far as the monetary system, things like the U.N. And, you know, all that stuff. I mean, if it was me, the first damn thing that would be defunded would be that damn UN. And I would start hiring tow trucks to get those cars out of there. And someone would take them.
We wouldn't be giving money to our enemies.
Yeah, that too. But, I mean, the very first one, before EPA and before the Fed Reserve, that would be the UN. And then we could just start ticking them off. And then I would have to have a huge document shredder. IRS would be
people to sit down and start going through everything and seriously doing some cutting on crap.
Oh,
because there's
God.
So much bull crap that we're paying for.
And it's in
tunnels
the, in
for
the,
turtles and.
Oh, listen, nine
mates and all that. I
would say that 9/10 of it is unconstitutional, Bill. I'm telling you, everything that we've had for the last 120 years is unconstitutional. I'm telling you, and I know that Ron would agree with me if he was here because he's read that sucker and he's read the laws and the Libra Code and everything else, and he's looked at the tax code up one side and down the other, and the things that they have done is just so far off, so far removed from the founding, so far. I mean, maybe the Hamiltonians were okay with it, but not us.
Really, I mean.
Yeah, it's been a while. He's right. Mike's right. It is 1913. But this whole plan of action that they're pushing on us, as Linda and I both know, this has been, it was something else before it was Agenda 21, New World
sure.
Order. You know,
yep.
They've been pushing this stuff time and time. And now
yep.
it's now it was sustainable development. Now what is it?
Well, they're calling it smart growth. They're calling it
growth. It is smart growth. These smart asses are growing taxes and regulations
yep.
like there's no tomorrow.
Yep. And they're calling it by that. Well, I think it was Maurice Strong and the rest of that crowd. There was a whole bunch of them who did it, and they said, "Well, we can't refer to it as Agenda 21 anymore because people don't like that." And so we have to change it to sustainable development and smart growth and you know.
I don't like Maurice telling that and see if he'll change his name.
God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we don't like him either. Stupid freaks.
It's odd that, you know, all the information on the climate stuff is out there. And you go back, you do your research, you'll know Maurice was the guy behind it. Yet we still got all these people, even Obama, and they're pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... keep telling the lie until they accept it as truth. But
exactly.
We're not about to accept it as truth because
no.
crap just keeps blowing up and showing us that they don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Did you hear what that horrible Eric Withholder said about how he has to change the public's mind on guns and make them think of guns the same way that they brainwash the public on cigarettes? Can
yeah.
you believe
how
this
that
guy?
Worked?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
How has that worked?
You know, and then we've got Bloom Turd and the rest of them in New York who are just complete fascists. That guy is such an idiot. Does he have a mirror? I mean, does he look at himself? This guy's completely off his rocker. First place, the guy is, you know.
They're all insane.
Yeah, I know. They are. And
they kill me.
He thinks that he has the right to do this, that he has a constitutional whatever, that it's his duty to save lives. It's like, well, who made you top cop? Wait a minute. The whole thing is horrible. It's like, leave us alone. It's none of your business. Drop dead. We don't care. Who cares if people are overweight? It's their business. The reason
well,
the health...
These people have believed for so long that they are superior to the rest
yes.
of us that they don't even notice the disconnect that is
no.
has occurred
it's
to the point where they just do whatever the hell they want, and we're not even supposed to notice it.
Yeah, here's the thing. They absolutely... I was trying to explain this to my sister earlier on today. I said, look, I said, it's the philosopher king attitude syndrome. We can call it a syndrome because that's what it is. And so I explained to her about Plato and when it was written and social justice and who stole what from whom and how long it's been used. I said it was done in 380 BC, for God's sakes. The philosopher kings think that the masses are asses. We're too stupid. We should be, herded like sheep. And they are so superior and so intellectual and
that they have
to be the ruling class. That's what they think.
Caligula thought the same thing. He declared that Rome ruled him as a god, as
and
Hercules.
And what happened to him? Yeah, but here's what I say to these people. They have entirely too much time on their hands. And you know what? They need to sit down and leave us alone. That's what I'm saying. Get out of my life. The government has absolutely, in fact, some idiot on Hannity, I was driving back from Karen's house.
None of these people can balance a budget. City level, any level.
No.
So what do? They keep coming up with new regulations and new fines, and you got to pay for new permits and this and that to cover their incompetent rears.
I know. In fact, I'm going to cover this budget balancing stuff tomorrow on my show because I got a really cool article from the woman who wrote two or three books on Calvin Coolidge. You're going to love this.
If you'd have been here with us recently, Linda, you'd have been in this fight over the school deal where they want to spend $24 million for improvements to a school after they shut down a school that was already built, already updated, a four-star school. They shut it down. Mm-hmm. Now they want to move everybody, all these kids to this other school in town and add on to that school and build up. And it's just padding the pockets of their buddies on the town board.
Absolutely. They're doing it in Oceanside and Carlsbad and all through the North County region because this is all Agenda 21. These people are insane. They want to destroy these streets because they – and unknowing, some know and some are unknowing that this is all pushing towards getting us out of our cars. And it is horrible. And tomorrow, after I'm done with my show, I have to go down to City Hall, and I'm going to speak. I was thinking, do I go and just listen? No. This time, I'm going to put it together because I've seen too much stuff on my emails. In fact, when I'm done here, I got to go through the emails and post more stuff and talk to my friend about this. I'm going, my head's going to explode. You should see the pictures.
I just went through 650 emails.
Oh, God. Okay, here's what happened. They came at us with all these things. There was like, they've got the, this is all about the transportation corridors. This is what they're doing right here, right now. This is what they're working on. They want to destroy Mission Avenue. They want to make it a one-way street. They want certain parts of it to look like Europe, and they're going to narrow the heck out of it with angled parking, with all this shrubbery. And it's like a complete street, and they think that this is going to attract business to Oceanside. This is all about money. They're so stupid. They don't understand. And then they want to take our beautiful coast highway, cut it from four lanes down to two, and put roundabouts in it. When I heard that, my head exploded. And so when I go tomorrow night in front of the city council, I'm going to go quickly through my deal that Tom DeWeese gave to me on what's going on in Maryland, Carroll County, Maryland, and that they kicked Ickley and all this crap out of their city or their whole county. And then I'm going
to... I love going to the city council meetings. I tutored two of them people on the city council in math in high school.
Oh, my gosh. So, God. Well, here's the deal. See, some of these people, like Mayor Wood is a little older than I am. Esther's a little younger than I am. I think there's Kearns, maybe not quite my age. And then there's, I think, Jack. Feline's just a complete schmendrick. I think he's 49. Jack Feller's probably 60-something or 70-something. Anyway, so they're not young people. What I'm going to explain to them is all of these pictures that I saw on their on their general plans and their transportation plans and all this road work that they want to do. First of all, the city's broke. I don't know who's going to pay for all these freeway extensions and all this crap that they're proposing. And I'm going to tell them this is Agenda 21, and I'm going to explain to them what year ICLEI started and in what city. It was actually the country. It was Germany.
I always get frustrated about the infrastructure deal.
Yep.
Who built the infrastructure in this country to begin with? Inmates.
Oh, God. Wow.
Why aren't we using nonviolent inmates to do this stuff instead of paying ridiculous union wages?
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, because the unions have taken over. Everybody's got...
Why aren't we letting these inmates grow their own produce and food like they used to do instead of buying it from somebody's buddy?
Well, they don't want us to have any food by the time they're done with this. You know what that's going to lead to. It's called democide.
They have to kill everything off the earth because there's too much food out there.
Yeah, well, they'll figure out a way. Look what they've done to California. Do you know they? I can't believe what they did. I cannot believe what they did. They
if
took
you want
that,
to see me set the animal lovers off on a ball, Aurora, I'll tell you right now. If it came down to it, before I started, I'll eat a cat or a dog.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we don't want to roast rats on spits over open flames.
I probably wouldn't eat a rat, but I will a cat or a dog. I've been to Korea.
I know. It's not a pleasant thought, but look, survival is survival. Of course, if you can get anywhere near fresh streams and there's fish, that I could live on fish. I love it.
Well, something I always told my son, no matter what happens, if you run away from home, whatever, take your fishing pole. You'll never starve.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Anyway, we have a guest, but I'm not sure who it is. 3833, welcome to the show.
Be a friend of Mike's calling in to listen.
Go ahead. I got Robert and Mike and you, so we're just kind of having a good time.
And Chad has joined us, and he's sitting here with Mike and me.
Hey, Chad, welcome. And Robert, did you have anything to add right now? Or
I'm just listening to all the stuff.
I know, we're going crazy. We're trying to preserve this, what's left of our republic, which is in ours.
Jump in while you can, Robert.
Well, you know, it's so amazing, Bill Strong.
What's that?
I just saw Charlie Crist on Al Sharpton's show.
Yeah.
God almighty. And I saw Schultz on there, on Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
And then I saw Hannity last night. I mean, but you know what's so amazing? You know, Hannity didn't really call the president a thief until after they said no.
He says he's pretty, Robert, we use that term
on every elected official out there.
I know that, but still, it's just amazing how everybody says once the government said no, they're not going to kill Americans. Going off on a warpath calling the president a thief, and Chris is coming back and saying how disrespectful everybody is to the president, and how Charlie Crist embraced him after Sandy, and how Chris embraced him after the stimulus package.
Krispy Kreme. You're talking about Chris.
I mean, Linda, what I saw today is just, you know, I just said you saw both sides. You can't believe either one of them. I mean, you just
Robert, have you ever watched professional wrestling?
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly what our elected are. In front of our faces, they're fighting. It's a good scrap, but behind the scenes, they're in it together.
Yep, they are.
Oh, man.
You know, when you talk about here's the thing. When we're dealing with the local city councils and the regional councils and all this nonsense, just like Glenn talked about 3 or 4 years ago on the national scale, these clowns are all in bed with each other in the money. They are all in on it. They are all greedy. It's all about money, power, and control. I'm telling you. That's what it's about. It's money, power, and control, and they are greedy beyond greed. They're more greedy than King Midas. They're more greedy than...
They're self-serving.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
That's what they all are. Every one of them get in there, and they sell out. They sell their souls.
Mm-hmm.
The few
yes.
that don't get criticized and attacked
uh-huh.
by the others on both sides.
Absolutely. Yes,
like
they
Grandpa,
do.
Like Grandpa.
I know.
Like Ted Cruz.
Mike Lee.
All right. It goes on and on.
Well, Paul Ryan's kind of like, I don't know, I think he's establishment. And I think that Marco it has a tendency to go along to get along in certain instances. So, but I'll tell you, on the congressional side, Louis Gohmert's a true blue guy. There's another one, I think his name is Husselkamp, and there's a few other senators that are okay, and several congressmen, but not many. I mean, I'm looking at two hands
now. I'm
going
to be honest. I have GOP representatives, and I ain't happy with none of them.
Oh, I know. I mean,
but I wasn't happy with the Democrats either.
Oh God, you can't. You're
around
you're
here.
Hanging.
Around here, they might as well wear the same outfits because they're the same thing.
Well, yeah, they see the real sheep, you know, or the shepherd sheep have their cute little woolly things on, but the ones who are the establishment, they just have the little cloak, and then, you know, underneath you can see the wolf's whiskers. And we know who they are.
That's exactly why I reached out to a young guy like Mike.
God, I'm so glad you're here.
Mike is a free thinker. He does
good.
His own thinking. He walks to his own beat. If you don't believe me, when we were together this summer, I hope Mike comes and you meet him and you'll know exactly what I mean.
Great. Absolutely.
But he has this thing with the younger generation. I know that because I talk to a lot of them.
Good.
And everybody, they all know him.
Good.
And he had the conversation going with them, but I want him to dig deeper.
Absolutely.
And come out and push the truth.
Sure.
No matter which side it hurts.
Right. And Mike.
Matter of fact, it probably hurts both sides anyway. He's already
good.
Up on the Monsanto thing.
Oh, good.
That'll set him off, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Mike, I had a question for Mike. What kind of books have you read so far?
I don't know. I think my favorite book is probably The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious because
there are so many books. Mike is constantly reading.
Good.
He went to college, and he's a pretty bright guy, really. And there are books I want to turn him on to. I want him to read.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's on to the Rothschilds and that. Not as much as Ron, but I get him talking
right.
to Ron, and Ron can help him out there.
Sure.
As far as law goes, you know, Ron's top that we got.
Yeah, so Mike, if you
can name names in the wealth game that they have going, that's what we should do. You know, we should pin it right now for people and say,
well,
these are the people, and this is where it went. This is how it went. We have this beautiful little history, very concise of how this all came along. So let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And that's what we should use. We should use the Rothschilds' names, the Marie Strongs, the George Soroses. If 3/4 of the Democratic Party knew how much of their party was controlled by a Nazi sympathizer whose goal is to destroy the United States, they would flip out. Because you tell them and they won't believe it.
No,
and they're not about to go look it up and find out for themselves.
And look at these people on Capitol Hill, how close they are to that stupid White House and that evil Valerie Jarrett's in there pulling all the strings on Obama. And he's jumping around like a, you know, cat on a hot tin roof for her. And she's an out-and-out commie, and I know he is too. The whole thing is contrived. It's evil. And they do.
Well, when you look,
we've
got Iranians and Syrians and everything else.
Muslim Brotherhood.
Running through a White House as aides and stuff. We've got our enemies getting money, big money from us left and right. And our own people suffering. We got an invasion from illegal aliens from south of our border and everywhere else, and our government catering to them.
Sure.
And we've got UN troops everywhere.
Yep, we do. Absolutely. And they're actually pretty close to you, too. So, right there in Kentucky, which is below you. Unbelievable.
Well, Linda, I'm about 30 miles from Homeland, about 35, 40 miles from Homeland Security.
Oh, God. That's too close for comfort. Wow.
I got Camp Atterbury above me and Fort Crane to the west of me and Kentucky to the south.
I know.
But their problem is we know these hills.
I know.
We know every nook, cranny, curve.
I know. I'm excited about that. So
most of these people around here are probably we got family all around here. They're not going to go with that.
Yeah, I know. I know, absolutely. Well, I tell my mom every day because we talk about these things, you know, because she reads the headlines. She knows what's going on. Of course, I kind of fill her in on things that I find out, but things that aren't too bad that won't. I don't want her to stay up at night. But she, you know, I tell her, I'm not going alive to a gulag. I don't care. That's it. They'll have to kill me on my threshold. I'm not going. That's it.
Ain't I can't going. Do that. I'm
nope.
not going no place. They're not taking me no damn where.
Nope, they're not. Not while I'm breathing. But it's swoo.
Oh, God.
I have known the plans. A few years back, I went to visit a place in northern Indiana, Crown Point, and saw their camp there. And I knew right then, they'll never get me in there.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. I mean, people are showing pictures, you know, of all these tanks, and they're taking videos of stuff, and they're looking on the Google Maps and showing the roads to where everything's at, and the rail lines and the boxcars of the trains. I mean, this is frightening stuff. And
wake people up. It is so hard to get people to look at to if you have the truth right in front of them, they don't want to look at it.
I know. I went through that today. Go ahead.
If you type your address in Google Map, you'll see your house right there.
Oh, I've done it. Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. No, in fact, I think that I didn't get to see Glenn today. I'll have to do it after the show. He was talking about the NSA and how they're surveilling us constantly. Telephones, emails, anything you do, Facebook.
They've been doing this crap for years, though, Linda.
Yeah, but I mean, it's. I think it's more pervasive. Well, they've got cameras
everywhere.
Every
single phone call that has ever been made has been recorded.
God.
From
the first one that he made. Did I tell you they have too much time on their hands? They need to be breaking rocks in some prison camp, man. That's what they need to be doing.
Well,
I'm telling you.
If we started a list of the people who've been involved in this betrayal of the American public, do you know we would have to build a prison 10 times bigger than any prison we got because there are so many involved?
Oh, I know. I agree with you. It would I don't know how big Guantanamo Bay is, but that's a start. That would be my first choice. Then we can reopen Alcatraz.
I like Leavenworth.
There
I'll
you go.
I bet if we emptied out all of the pot offenders and drug offenders out of the federal prisons, there'd be plenty of room for most of those prisoners.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. That's no good because you're sending them to a damn resort.
club bed.
Just have sections where there's resort life.
Well, it might be.
And Rod but, says, breaking rocks, growing their own food, wearing Goodwill clothes, and Sheriff Joe Arpaio's pink underwear. That'll do.
Oh, yeah. Now, that'd be great. Put them somewhere where Joe Arpaio's over the
dark. And bologna sandwiches, if they're lucky. with GMO foods in it. There you go.
I had a sergeant first class over me named Anthony. I would have loved to have seen him over him.
He was
one heck of a man, and
it
was an honor to serve with
him. That's that. Yeah, you know, it's funny how you would talk about the service. When my dad went in, this is way, way long ago, and then when he was training and stuff, and the war hadn't broke out yet, but once it did, he was only signed up for two in the Army, and then he was, you know, government issue, convenience of the government. Well, you're in for the duration, dude. And so once he was in, they had, I believe they had the draft back then, if I'm not mistaken. But they were looking for people who they could train well and easily, and people were smart and could do what they needed. And so one of the guys who was in charge heard my dad speaking, and my dad had always had this, you know, like a booming radio voice, and he was loved acting, and so he knew how to project his voice and everything. And this guy stops and he goes, "Who's that guy in the back with the big voice? Get him up here." He made him a drill sergeant immediately. There was no protocol.
Yeah.
do it. Yeah, back in the days, it was hysterical. My mom told me that story. I go, yeah, that's my dad.
You know, people back then, it was an honor. It was a privilege to serve your country. You felt
right.
that in your heart. It was
sure.
a matter of love. Now, the people who do the serving and do the fighting, they're not the ones who make the decisions on where they go and what they do.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and that's the sad thing because
sure.
we abused that
system,
that defense that we had, and we abused these people by sending them to places where they never should have been.
Oh, I know. I mean, well, when Ron talks about it, he goes all the way back to World War One, where we did not have to be involved in that. We did not need to be involved in that at all. Now, when Japan starts dropping bombs on Pearl Harbor, you got another story. But, you know, the Korean...
Well, we were staying out of that war until they did that.
Yeah. Now, the Korean War, there was no need. The Vietnam War, there was no need.
You
the
never
Gulf
attempted
War,
to win them.
None of this crap. From that point
there's
on...
There's no attempt to win.
It's all bank funded for the last 200 years, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Rothschilds have been behind every war.
And now we have so many central banks under the same regime,
yep.
all of them, you know, and they're using these poor soldiers just as pawns and fodder and, you know, just wasting blood and treasure for nothing. I mean, you know, I think the only one that was the only two maybe that were truly patriotic wars was the Revolution and the War of 1812. And that's just me.
Probably,
and even those were spawned by the bank, you know, the Bank of England.
I know, but but you know when you're dealing with King George III, and you've got about what 3-4% of the colonists who are willing to say give me liberty or give me death, you know that was pretty cool because I do believe God was on their side because that whole thing never would have worked.
No. My ancestors weren't happy with Europe anyway. mine and Chad's. They had to flee Europe. They were being persecuted by the Catholics
sure.
because of doing the Bible, translating, publishing, and printing the Bible in English.
Yeah, I'm just saying bye to Rod here. He's leaving us. I know, but we do have Brian as well. We have some guests. I'm not sure.
Things change so much.
I know.
And you got to wonder, they haven't changed for the better.
Well, here's the thing.
When I was younger, it seemed like it was that way.
I know.
But now, the last, I don't know how many years, it's like everything, it keeps getting worse and worse.
Here's the thing,
and there's
Bill,
new laws,
think,
new fines, new
right,
permits, new blah, blah, blah.
It was incremental. You wouldn't notice it back when you were growing up, like I didn't notice it, and my parents didn't notice it, because it was so gradual, and they created an illusion. They have, you know what I'm saying? The 51% that voted for zero this time, and probably another 20 to 30% who didn't vote for him, who did go to the polls, okay, they are living under an illusion also. So are we, but at least you and I know it. They don't. They have, and when that brick wall hits, they're going to have looks on their faces that will just blow Rod Serling's mind. I'm telling you, they're going to be in such shock.
And for people who don't know who Rod Serling was, he was of an old horror show that was on TV for years. The original Twilight Zone.
I met him years ago. Yeah, before he died. Yeah. I was a waitress in a place that he was in a member of an exclusive club. And I met him. I sat down and talked to him. And, he was really cool. Very shy.
I don't know. I probably would have freaked me out.
No, you know, it's just I was living in L.A. at the time. I mean, I saw stars all the time. Huh?
If I'd have been living in L.A., it wouldn't have freaked me out. I walked down the street over there once and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're pretty far out, yeah. And it's gotten, I'm sure, a lot worse. I'm glad I got out of Los Angeles when I did. But it's speaking of the crazies, talking about progressive and comparing ourselves to, you're going to love this, to Hawaii, which is socialist beyond a doubt. And they're putting advertisements on our TVs right now here in the state of California, trying to lure people to come to California. I'm not kidding. They've got surfing and, you know, this and balloon riding and all this stuff. And I thought, oh, my God, they're wasting all of this time, effort, and money. And Bob Filner and Gruesome Newsom and Moonbeam Brown are all scratching their heads trying to figure out why these people are leaving. I'm telling you, it is absolutely hysterical. I predicted this 2 years ago in Vista Council. I says, why are you about Agenda 21? I said, why are you worried about Vista's growth in the future? I said, this is going to be a ghost state in 5 years. Are you nuts? And they didn't understand what I was talking about. But I did explain in a letter to this clown because I just couldn't let it go. I thought, oh, my God, they're so stupid. I got to educate them on something. And when I – believe me, when I speak in front of Oceanside City Council tomorrow, they're going to be flipping out because I'm not holding back this time. And I didn't before, but I'm going to connect the dots for their little feeble minds tomorrow. I'm tired of it. I can't get over. It's crazy.
How many more laws and regulations can they make there?
Oh, it's draconian. We are in George Orwell's territory here. It's nuts. Brian says something. Rockford got voted third most miserable place to live in America. Oh, God, we're up from 7 or 8 now. God, that's awful. Oh, no, by Forbes magazine. Oh, my God. California is like one of the least desirable right now states to live in because of what's going on. The job market is
that New York.
Dead. Oh yeah, exactly. Well, New York's nuts. Those people are complete. They're Mussolini's over there.
It kills me. This guy goes out here and he's talking about obesity. He never mentions GMOs. You know, genetically modified foods and
Bill,
putting growth hormones in
right.
the foods. Never mentions that. Never goes Bill, after them people.
Right.
You know.
The whole point, yeah, where's the EPA on that stuff? Yeah, not nowhere
to be found. In the 60s and 70s, Linda, we had bigger lunches at school. Why weren't we obese?
Because you played outside and you exercised.
Oh, but we weren't eating all the growth hormones either.
That's right. That's exactly correct. Everything was natural. In fact, I posted on Facebook before I left to see my sister. I was cooking my homemade chicken noodle soup because I'm inspired now. I'm not buying that crap anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm going from scratch, dude. And it came out great. So I was happy. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm reading Brian's post in here. He's tearing me up.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you. I was predicting that before you came in, I think, unless you caught it, that California, the whole state's going to start looking like Detroit by the time they're done with it. That's exactly what's going to happen because people are going to get out of here, and it's going to be like that movie.
Mexico.
It's going to be like that movie, Escape from New York. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
That's exactly what it's going to look like. They're crazy. And you know what? I'm going to tell
them. Yeah, this will be Escape from L.A.?
Oh, God, absolutely.
That was a sequel.
Right, but what I'm saying, yeah, it was a good movie, but little did we know that we were going to be living in this hell pretty soon. And like I said, when the time comes, if we still have a country left, Bill, I'm going to get some property, and I'll be your neighbor.
I had Jill saying that today, that she wants to come here and look around. So Nick
good.
Can find a part-time job, they can find a place, because they want out of New York.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. She has been had her eye there for a long time. She gets to go first. But somebody's got to save me one of them foreclosed homes. And I love Brian. He's gonna crack up because he knows my plans. I want to go find one. There's tons of them. There's a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, in fact, the one in Freetown I saw a couple months ago, Bill, it was like 100, I think it was 2,100 square feet, 3 bedrooms, and they were listed as $20,000. I couldn't believe it. I thought,
foreclosed homes.
Yep. I thought, oh, my God. Oh, wow. No. Oh, you have
Freetown's
rental in it.
Freetown's 3 miles from me and Chad and
okay. Anyway, so I thought, oh, my God, it would be so great to be that close to you guys. He says he's got a rental in Illinois. I wouldn't move to Illinois if you paid me $10 million. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That would scare me. I mean, I'm bad enough here in Oceanside, and it's beautiful here, but, you know, still.
He hasn't seen the Indiana sign.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
What it says at the bottom about Chicago and Illinois.
our new slogan is Misery Loves Company. Exactly. I mean, it's the same where you are, it's the same where I am, and I know where Yo is right now. It's horrible. I mean, Yo is in upstate New York, but everything that they, you know, I mean, Bloomberg's only trying to do stuff within his city limits, but you got Andrew Kumquat who deals with the whole state, and it's crazy. You think they're not going to keep pushing this stuff and pushing this stuff? Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of Kumquats, like, I never thought I'd see the day that growing your own food, smoke, or whatever would be the most revolutionary act.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's pretty crazy, dude. I'm telling you.
It's sad, but it's going to get to there because they're not going to let you grow your food.
You know what? We're going to do it anyway.
They want, I will.
You betcha.
They want total control.
I know they do.
Crap.
I know.
All my life, somebody wanted total control. They ain't never got it yet.
Except maybe your wife.
No, she doesn't have total.
No, I'm
but
teasing.
But she has a large percentage. Yes, she does.
I'm teasing.
She's awful good to me, and I can't help but be good back.
Absolutely. You're a good boy. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You know, it's funny because everybody's, I mean, look what's happening. People are, the ones who are somewhat conservative and those who are patriotic and those who understand natural rights, they're going in droves to get the ammo. They know what's coming. They sense it. They fear it, you know, and people are preparing. My God, you've got, well, Glenn does it all the time, and I know certain stations out here do it, but not as much as Glenn does. Talking about the food insurance, people are buying water filters. People are making sure they get non-hybrid seeds. There's just – it's all over the internet. It's just huge. They're going to special nurseries and farms to make sure that whatever they – like vine-ripened tomatoes, they're making sure that these are non-GMO foods, and it's just amazing. What's going
it's
on?
It's amazing that the rest of the world is getting rid of these kinds of foods, but our country is embracing them. But if you go read who the people are at the head of Monsanto, it's like reading it's like they're tied directly to the Democratic Party.
Well, they're more to the Fabian Socialist Party, believe me. I mean, look what.
Well, you've got Clinton involved with them. You've got Lorenzo involved with them. You've got others involved
Bill
with them.
Bill Gates is a eugenicist. He's just as bad as Ted Turner and Maurice Strong. Come on, let's face it. These
and
guys are all nuts.
People aren't paying attention. You've got people pushing for world depopulation.
Uh-huh.
Agenda 21 calls for it.
Right. It's democide. It's death by government.
And when you break that down, there will be less than 10 million people in this country. I saw something that they gave a figure of 311. Well, that right there told me that article was totally off because it was about 50 million people short. And when you think, who are they going to keep? Everybody should take a look at themselves and ask them. If they're going to
be me, I know.
If they're going to knock out 5-6 million people, am I going to be one of the 1 billion left?
Oh, God.
I'm going to be the first one to go those
and if you don't think you're going to be one of them, well, then you better get your ass out here and start fighting.
They'll come after me first, Bill Strong.
Why?
They just will. I've been talking too much.
No, they won't.
Robert,
if I
have not made two or three of their list, I'd be upset.
Robert,
I've been doing this for
a
while, Robert. When I was doing just illegal immigration, I was everywhere. In this state. If you go to iFire site, which is a Northern Indiana group, and you shine through their pages, you'll see me in there several times.
Good.
I'm sure.
You know, so I put my voice out there, Robert. I don't think they'll come after you. They're going to look at the people who are really threats. And I pose a threat for many reasons. My military background, my education, and all these things, I'm posing a threat. And for me speaking out.
Right. I know.
And I'm very careful. Linda, I tell you, I'm very careful. I always say think outside the box, but I really want to tell you a lot of more than that.
I know. I know. Oh, I know. And when we get together in July, well, I'm taking notes.
is it going to be in Indiana or Atlanta?
We're going
to
Indiana.
We are in Indiana.
Back
come
to
on,
your
Ron.
Place, Bill.
Yeah.
You need to come up here to Indiana, Robert.
Yep.
You know what, Bill Strong, I've never been.
You
I've never
beside
been
my
Indiana.
Wife. She'll make you feel tall.
How tall is your wife?
5 foot.
5 foot? Dude, I'm 2 inches taller than she is.
5 foot and 90 pounds.
Well, listen,
wow.
Robert, did you buy a gun yet?
Don't tell
no,
us,
I
Robert.
Huh?
No. Let me tell you why, Miss Linda. Because my hands are getting worse, and I don't want to hurt anybody, and I don't want to hurt myself.
Got it.
Want nobody hurting you or anybody you love. If you don't want to buy a gun, go buy you a sprayer, the most powerful sprayer you can carry on your back. Go buy that, and I'm going to tell you how to rig it.
I have a bat, a baseball bat. I got a nice big hammer. You know,
you're not going to reach 40 feet away with a baseball bat.
Nope.
I know that. You know what, Bill Strong? Someone's going to come in my house. If they haven't come in my house by now, they never will.
I'll tell you what, Robert. Stuff goes bad. You get your butt out. You head up here. We need a medic.
I need to learn. The thing is, Bill Strong, it's just when I first handled that gun, you know.
Not everybody's made to handle a gun or do those kinds of things.
Right. So here's the thing. Are you going to come visit us in Indiana in July? You've got to come.
I have to come. I probably will take the summer off.
We're going to have a party.
Oh, we're going to have a blast. You're going to love this.
We're
going to
roast some steak. We're going to have some music, and I don't know.
I tell you what, I've never been to the Midwest. I've never been to Indiana.
So you've got to come. Last year I had not gone there either, but I know now. So it's really beautiful up there. We've got so many great accommodations. We've got food, so much food. We'll never eat it all. There's plenty of places where you can buy whatever you like to drink. I'm going to go ahead and bring up this next caller. It could be the Carlton. I do like Breitbart.com. Okay, let's go over here. See if I can do this.
I know you like your wine, Ms. Linda.
Yeah, I do. Area code 815, you're on the air.
It's Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, dude. Welcome.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
Oh, we're making plans for the summer, and I hope you can get there. That would be fun. That would be great.
I kind of caught something about
we're having a Patriot Families reunion again.
Yeah, another shindig over in Indy, huh?
Indiana, and it's July 12th through the, 14th or something like that. I guess I'll be leaving on the 15th, 12th,
13th. Yeah, nothing so bad. I might be able to make that. It depends on how crazy I get with these court cases.
Yeah.
Because I've changed, not a career change so much as who I'm beating up now temporarily, as far as, between banks and so on. I'm actually helping people now with debt collectors.
Oh, wow.
In general.
Uh-huh.
Because of,
sure.
You know.
What's happening?
After I got to finding out, I took some, I joined a couple of online sites out of humor just to see what it was about and kind of get, just to see what was what and who was doing what and where and how and so on and blah, 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 and all these scenarios. And then they actually gave us a whole bunch of info on the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act,
wow.
All the laws that apply, and the Telephone Collection Protection Act, as well as some other stuff. And so I got to looking at it, and it was like, holy Moses, because back, I instantly got pissed once I realized, you know, what was going on, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you always hear, you know, people say, oh, they can't call you and keep constantly calling, but you never know why until you read the laws and sort of
sure.
find out where and so on. So you're really left helpless or home, you know, and not knowing and really knowing that it's, you know, certifiably true. And my I got really agitated because last year
mm-hmm.
my mom had a stroke and she wasn't even home out of the hospital
God.
And they were already calling her about the bill from the hospital.
Oh, God.
And then,
that's...
yeah, I mean, and that actually put the hospital in violation. Because
wow.
she went from the hospital to a therapist. And, you know, so I got really agitated because that same company, 4 years prior to that, took her to court. And I found out after I found a site that linked you to your state consumer rights
mm-hmm.
and, you know, consumer laws and protection rights and so on
sure.
against debt collectors. And so come to find out after investigating, I went back and found the court case that she went to and, or, you know, got sued for through or under at the local courthouse and found out her whole court procedure was illegal.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. They didn't even have subject matter jurisdiction. In other words, the attorney showed up without
uh-huh.
a witness.
Oh,
He acted as a first-hand witness and an attorney, which we all know, or some of me all know, is an attorney cannot act as a witness and counsel at the same time. So, and then they actually illegally garnished her wages because in the state
God.
Of Illinois, and let this be known, it's apparently... all 50 states pretty well follow suit as far as the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act.
Right.
And so when you're in federal, when you deal with these guys,
so how can they garnish? How can they garnish you without a judgment, or how did they get the judgment?
Well, they did. What they did is they went and got they called her here. They called here for the one last week, and. She wasn't here, and I said, don't ever call here again. Quit harassing us. And just kind of going by what I
mm-hmm.
heard rumor at the time. And so they called her, but they called her at work that day.
Oh, my gosh.
She was about, you know, and that's illegal as heck, too. Once you tell them you can't receive calls at work, you get fired, they're not allowed to call you. And you document them calls. So
yeah.
Anyway, they called her at work. And threatened her, and she said, look, I can only do, you know, $50 a month because I can't, you know, I'm not making a lot of money. And they said, no, that's not enough. So they went to court, garnished her wages without even getting
oh my
to
God.
Getting to represent herself.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Well, in Illinois, I found out just a couple of weeks ago that in Illinois, as well as almost every state in the union, if you are a head of household,
mm-hmm.
They cannot garnish your wages whatsoever.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
Without your written permission.
Wow.
Oh my gosh!
And they did that, and so, just recently, a couple of weeks. This kind of gets kind of a gloomy situation here. So a couple of weeks ago,
uh huh.
On the 14th, my mom had just another slight stroke.
Oh gosh!
And then we took her to the hospital. The hospital did nothing. They sent us home.
My God.
They gave her nausea pills, right? And so we get home, and she had actually 4 days before that she had a stent put in her leg. Well, she had that stroke on the 14th. We took her in. They did nothing. She had set up for another surgery, for another stent, arterial bypass in her
right
leg. And we told him what happened. And so
oh, wow,
he said, well, I can't do no work because she had that possible stroke, and it looks like it. I can tell she's probably had one. So you got to go get her looked at. Well, when they did the MRIs and stuff like that, they found a mass tumor in her brain and lung cancer.
Oh, that's
2 weeks
always
ago.
Man,
yeah.
I know.
So
my brother-in-law's mother went through that. I know.
Yeah, so anyway, when we got home, you know, I'd been already studying up on these laws. And
sure.
When we got home, that damn debt collector called.
Oh, my God.
Because we stopped payment on the checks because she
right
was making payments to them assholes. Without, they scared her into making the payments again,
oh my
threatening
God
her with another lawsuit like the first one that happened. So she was making them, and I got wind of it, and we stopped it. And then they called the night we got home from the hospital. And I tore that woman a new ass 7 ways from Sunday.
Good.
And she pretty near started crying as I explained to her, you know,
wow.
I totally 100% intend on suing you guys. So I sent them a validation letter, and then I actually shredded it, and I sent them a letter of intent to sue. I skipped
good
the whole first process.
Good.
So they got she was, and the lady goes, she says, what'd she do? She goes, you know, oh, well, what actually I did is I did skip it, and then I sent the validation letter, or a letter of intent, but I did send that validation letter. And then I just told her, I can't talk now. Call me in a couple
wow
of days.
Wow, that's amazing.
So but she calls back, and then she tells me, you never sent the letter. Well, I sent it, certified return receipt. And I said, what do you mean I didn't send it? And she goes, well, your mom's name's not on it anyway. And I said, well, if I didn't send it, and you're saying her name's not on it, how do you know I didn't? Her name's not on it if I didn't send it and you didn't receive it, you know? So I got her in a recorded lie.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy. So here's the thing. I think we got about 13 minutes, but
no,
if you can't, this is going to be on a weekend. So, okay, it's like Friday,
mm-hmm,
Saturday, and Sunday, and some people will be.
How widespread the crap is.
We will be hanging out Monday morning. So, I mean, you know, whatever time you can spend with us, if you can get over there, I'm going to get ready pretty soon to get my flights booked. I'll be talking to some travel agents pretty soon. It's really fun. Like I said, we've got the lake there. The cabins are air-conditioned. We've got a fire ring thing. Hopefully we can use it this time if it's not too dry season. Bill, I don't know what the situation is there on the fires, but being able to have campfires or anything.
Well,
hey, that's close to Mike, too.
Another...
Is he gonna, did Mike say he was going to make it?
Yeah, he'll
Mike
be there.
Yeah. Magic
oh, cool.
Typing. You know,
okay.
We're going to be Saturday night at David's house. My friend David, we call him Boomer. We're going to be at his house. We'll have a fire.
Right on.
Yeah,
definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm totally
he's
done.
He's got 40 acres. He's got 40 secluded acres. We'll have a trail going over there to get to his place. But when we get over there, he's got 40 acres, plenty of place to park. Throw up a little tent if you want to, in case you don't think you'll be able to leave there.
Right.
And I've got some extras, whatever. He lives by himself. He's got a barn. We go through the barn. There's a big deck and a table, and we're going to have some guys up there playing music, and we'll be down below. There's a big grill, and I mean a huge grill.
Oh, awesome. Well,
and we got water right there and flat ground there, and people can just spread out, and, hey, we'll have a good time.
That's going to be so fun.
Oh,
so, Robert, are you going to try to make it for that weekend?
You rust a pig.
Well, we'll have some good food. Don't worry about that. But we got to meet you, and you got to hang with us because we don't know how long we got to play in this country. So we got to have.
Oh, I know. I don't. You know. Today, this is the first day off I've had in a long time. You know, they did all day long today, and they never do this, Linda.
Yeah.
I slept in all day.
Good for you. Okay.
I just slept. I haven't slept like that since I've been talking to you guys.
Oh my gosh! And I'm happy that everybody's on the line. I've got Brian, I got Robert, Bill. It's really cool. That's pretty much. We don't have Robert in the chat room, but the Carlton's still there. I don't know what he's gaining from the show, but I'm glad he's here. But we'll see. So I know that I think Yola's trying to put together a letter for our get together, and I'm really hoping Ron wants to show up because I tell you, he cracks us up.
Oh my God, loved Ron and his wife. And we loved having him up here in Indiana. We really did. And,
funny. Maybe Ron and I can convince Frank Winkle to come up.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Hey.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
Oh my Lord. He's still in the, I know he's still in the nursing home. He's doing okay.
Good.
Not much. So I have to go.
You know,
I have to visit him this week. So
okay.
I lost a friend this last week in Nebraska in a car wreck.
I'm sorry, Bill.
He's a guy, and he'd had troubles, and he had really, the last few years, had gotten his life back together, and everything was just looking up. And to me, it was just the right time. God saw the chance to take him at his best moment and took him.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
okay, I think Mike's back on the line. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So I've got I'm so sorry to hear that, Bill. I know that's crummy, you know, when that happens. But so we got just a few minutes left, and I was going to do the rundown after everybody's done. So I'm going to go through the list. And Mike, if there's any parting words you'd like to say for the show today?
I think my last thing I have to say is,
will you be back?
Sorry. It's been a great show. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Mike, for tuning in and calling in. And Brian?
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah, we're thanking you for calling in, and I'm going to get ready to kind of do a wrap and let
you
guys say your last few minutes.
No, I'm all good to go. I just wanted to call in and say hey. And,
awesome.
Now that my season has kind of slowed down and I'm on other new details, that.
Yes.
I think I'm going to try to get back and start doing my show again. So.
Oh, that would be soon.
That'd be great.
Is your mom still with you? Is she still?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's just going to the big old microwave over at the hospital once a day.
Okay. Oh God. Well, we'll have to pray for her too. And thank you for joining us. And please come to Indiana. We got to get the more the merrier. And.
Right.
Yeah, great. God bless everyone. And Robert, what's your last parting shot? And then I'll give Bill the last word.
Just keep the faith. That's all we can do.
Exactly. Oh, my
that's
gosh.
All we can
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. And thank you again for tuning in, because it's always fun. And Bill, what was your parting thoughts today?
My parting thoughts are keep doing the research, keep looking for the truth, keep putting it out there. And let's get everybody to just draw together, stand together.
Sure.
Standing together, we're the strongest.
I know. It's amazing. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of rundown. Thanks, Bill, so much. This was great. The hour and a half went beautifully. Glad the listeners are out there. I can't see them, but whoever's in the chat room. And we've got my show tomorrow, Right from the Left Coast. I'm going to go through a little scripture. I'm going to go through some portions of my new book, Bonhoeffer. I'm going to talk about Coolidge and everything in between, so it should be pretty crazy because there's so much going on with the gun grabbers, and every day, you know, we get hit with it. So I'm going to try to make a good fun, and I have two audio clips to play tomorrow you guys are really going to enjoy, so that will be cool. And then Thursday, we've got to tune in for Miss Terry Rowland. She is Patriot Education, awesome teacher, great radio voice, slips through an hour and a half by herself like, I mean, the maestra that she is. She's absolutely wonderful. Fridays right now, we have Michael Magic from Michigan, but he's doing Exposed But Not Forgotten, a kind of a nice religious show. And Brian, if you need to have that time slot back, we'll put somebody in Saturday and somebody in Friday. Just let Yola know, or me,
or
somebody.
We can move one ahead of the other.
Yeah, whatever it takes, because whatever time slots, because Saturday's wide open right now, as far as I know.
Because I'd like to work with Mike here and get Mike in doing the show and draw in some young people.
Oh, my God, wouldn't that be super? Well, Sunday
it
night's
would.
Open right now, too. So hey. That and then so then Saturday's kind of open, Sunday's open, and Monday, Constitution Hour, Ron Golden, brilliant on the Constitution, constitutional law, tax codes, you name it. He's been on.
Monetary system.
Yeah, he's got it. He's kind of an expert on Ron Paul, too, so that's kind of cool. And I'm going to take us out with Keep the Change, you guys. Be blessed, and everybody come to Indiana so we can play.
God bless you, Linda. Love
God
you.
God bless you guys.
God
love
bless
you guys.
Everybody.
Play this one.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change. Friends want to put me down, ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know.
Good night, guys. God bless. Take care. See you next time. See you tomorrow night.
Yeah.